Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Susie just mentioned to us off air how much she enjoyed our conversation with Jim Cott. He was great. Dean Phillips was great. Adam declared himself a Mariner.
Still love that.
And fabulous.
And life aboard the high seas.
And a number of texts that we've been sending back and forth to each other during the show. And then how about the callers honoring veterans in their lives?
Absolutely tremendous.
Right? All of this is available to you in podcast form. If your schedule allows you to listen to us live, thank you. Appreciate that. Lives are busy. Even when you think you're not busy, you're busy. So if you can listen Monday through Friday, noon to 3, appreciate that. But a lot of people are going to have stuff. And so whether it's Odyssey, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple, anywhere you get your podcast, you punch in the Chad Hartman Show. The propeller heads forced us to add the entire show. Maybe it's going to work. Maybe they were 100% right.
There's some people that love it.
Yeah. I've had a few notes from people telling me they love that the whole show's there.
I mean, so it takes you less than 3 hours to consume it.
Right.
Less, fewer commercials.
Yeah, so maybe the Brain Wizards were right. We're going to work in now because I'll get to the propeller head story. Well, first of all, you can hear the propeller head story if you podcast the amazing Jim Cott. But segments are available, half hours available, hours are available. Jim Cott, I have to say I failed myself. Because when Jim mentioned he was in Vermont multiple times, I could have easily said, as I've said many times, Vermont doesn't need to exist. Okay? It's Massachusetts and Connecticut. That's it.
Connecticut? Connecticut gets to be its own state?
Yes, yes. I've decided Connecticut. Yep.
What about New York?
Of course. That's a given. But...
Well, you didn't say it.
Well, come on. We know that.
So, don't want to excommunicate Vermont. You want to slap it together with New Hampshire and Maine and make it all one big state.
Yeah, they can blend in with their Massachusetts or Connecticut. They can take their pick. I don't care how it works. But, yeah, we don't need Vermont as a state. Now, did I say that to Jim Cott?
No, you were gutless.
I was.
You Schumered.
I was a coward. You know what I did? I caved. I capitulated. Mm-hmm. I got nothing.
Well, you got a promise to maybe talk to him again at a future date,
and other people
in which
stuff.
You cannot do it again.
Chuck, congratulations. Chuck. Okay, so I was involved in a trip.
Really?
That I will never forget for the rest of my life. Because of the reason why we traveled, la-di-da, good for us, to Maui. There is... no more beautiful place on planet Earth than Maui, Hawaii. I've had a chance to go a few times, and they're, again, good for me. La-di-da. A lot of places are hype, Dave. A lot of expectations, and a lot of times, similar to you in bed, they don't live up to expectations. Maui exceeds them every single time. And the reason why we went is we joined a family and we welcomed Michaela to our family. My oldest son met Michaela and they became husband and wife last Wednesday with this goofball as the de facto officiant. The photographer, who did a great job, is registered as an officiant, but among, if not the greatest honor of my life, that my son thought so highly to have me provide the words, not just the vows, but other words for their wedding. They are a couple, like so many other couples you see, where even though they've been together for a few years, it seems like they have been together for the entirety of the planet. They accentuate their positives. They bring out the best in each other. Michaela leads with empathy and kindness every single time. The work she does in helping out children is amazing. What she is still pursuing with her career. And she makes me laugh how she loves my son unconditionally. And I now, for the first time in my life, Dave, can say I have a daughter-in-law.
It's
not a daughter,
good.
But a daughter-in-law. And I'm not saying this just because I'm on the radio. A daughter-in-law, and I couldn't ask for a better daughter-in-law. My oldest boy. There is nothing in my life that matches the pride I have in my oldest boy, Hunter. He is the person I trust most on the planet. He is the person that I talk to often about important parts of my life. And I was a pain in the ass to him. Hunter faced challenges, and I probably pushed too hard than I did the empathy at times. But he continues to meet challenges and exceed them and flourish. And I see how my oldest son is, and I love my three kids equally. Spent so much time with Griffin, my second boy. I couldn't love him anymore. And the other guy I wouldn't get to is, people know I've listened to the show. Quentin's my hero. And I had so much fun with Griffin. And I could talk for 5 hours about Griffin, but I'm just going to talk. I could talk for 5 hours about all of them, like we all could. But to see the adult, the man that my son has turned into, I mean, he just has so many of the qualities in a human being that I admire most. And the fact that I didn't screw him up too much, and it's way more nature than nurture. But to see him as happy as he was, again, if you're going to Maui to get married, there are only 11 of us. This wasn't like hundreds. And we're going to get to the dump we stayed at for a few days. So if you think automatically there was tons of money spent every day, no. Was there money spent at times? Yeah. I will be eating broth for the next couple weeks. But to see them together on a small bit of a cliff hanging over the Pacific Ocean with me, Dave, backed up about 18 inches from falling about 200 yards. And seeing Michaela have to walk this long, long way, as beautiful as can be, when the winds were blowing about 25 to 30 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. In the heels, I'm sure.
In the heels.
Yeah.
Trying to look as spectacular as she looked. It was a bit of a challenge. But no one should feel sorry for any of us. For a while, you know, Hunter's looking away. You're not going to see Michaela before she starts not coming. Now, the quasi aisle would be the rocks. And, of course, the veil came off at one point because he's blowing so hard, and she still looked great. And for a while, I'm giving Hunter a little bit of play-by-play commentary. And then at one point, I could see him, and he's a bit nervous. And I said to him, because he's not looking. Again, he can't see the bride until the right time. I go, would you like me to stop providing play-by-play? And my son goes, thank you. Thank you. you know. And then later he's like, okay, tell me more what's going on.
Was this like Wolves-style play-by-play too?
Count it! You know, I didn't do any of that. But to have the 11 of us, to have Hunter McHale want those who were there to speak up, and everybody did, and everybody, whether they jotted it down, whether Steve and Claire, Michaela's parents, how they spoke together, how Jake and Sophie spoke, how Kathleen, my ex-wife, spoke, how Griff spoke, and Quinny did. It was just one of those moments. I've told Hunter over and over again, I've said it on this radio station, the most memorable day of my life. And again, I love Griffin and Quentin every bit as much as I love Hunter. But the most memorable day of my life is still April 5th, 1995, because of my firstborn and all the stuff that can happen. And I mean, I'm looking at you right now, but I can see us getting ready and not knowing if we're going to have a Hunter or an Audrey. And how gorgeous Kathleen looked that day and how happy we were. And then I forgot something. And this is when my schedule was too crazy for us to have a dog, where we had a cat. Of course, Faldo. Of course, all the animals were named after golfers. And I remember doing the video with Faldo and I talking to Kathleen, and Hunter's born.
I remember Kathleen wasn't happy the whole day.
No. At one point, there was a moment where there were about 500 people in there, and Kathleen did say rather loudly and brusquely and adamantly, "Every one of you, get out of here now." And I tried so hard to blend in with the crowd because I was at times afraid of her, and I still at times am afraid of her still. And I'm blending in. She goes, you caused this. You stay. But November 5th, 2025 is going to rank up there for just beautiful pictures. I did post way more pictures than I normally do on Instagram. And so if you go to Instagram right now, go to stories, you'll see plenty of wedding pictures, plenty of other pictures, but then we're having the birthday cake on the beach, trying to cut it, we're all dressed up nice and trying to not get it all over ourselves. And it was an ideal setting, but I love that it had the unexpected nature to it and the winds, and I can only imagine how absurd my hair is going to look in all these pictures and how beautiful my girlfriend Michelle looked, and just the happiness and joy it brought. Okay, I'm going to pause there. Again, Chad Hartman Show, if you want to see some photos. I want to talk about a couple of their moments on the trip, including a few parts of the trip which happened that a few years ago or 10, 15 years ago, I never, ever, ever could imagine these events were possible, and they happened. It's 21 past 2 here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter just texted in, where do I find the photos? Chad Hartman Show. Simple as that.
On the gram,
yeah. Chad Hartman Show on Instagram. Okay, so I talked about the wedding. That's the reason why we were there. I was the passenger on this trip, which you know is about impossible for me. There's a better chance the Middle East will be permanently resolved than I just sit there and go along for the ride. But I tried over and over and over. I would call Hunter every 2-3 days. How can I help? But I just want to be detached, including on lodging. I said to Kathleen, we've taken a lot of trips together. You just, whatever. Well, the Airbnb is always a bit of a roll of the dice. Because, yes, the view out the back was nice, but the place looked like it was a bad 1970s experiment. Two of the rooms, the temperature at night was about 85 degrees. And for five of us, one shower worked, including one morning where five of us had to get ready for something I like to call a wedding.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, now, we would stay at another Airbnb later, and it was tremendous.
Was that always in the plans, or did you have to make the move?
No, we did make a move. I finally asserted. I buzzed in and said, okay, I'm taking control, and we're going to another place. And everybody's like, thank you. And so that was a typical hotel. But then, so we stayed at three different places.
Wow. La-dee-da.
Well,
trip to Maui isn't enough. Got to relocate two or three
for
times.
For five of us to have a second shower, yes, it was la-dee-da. You know, it's very la-dee-da.
Some of us go to places where we're hoping there's one shower,
yeah,
Chad.
Yeah,
well, you need one for everybody. Okay.
I didn't say that. I went with two showers for five of us. I thought that could be reasonable at that point. The part, and we had so much fun, and there's this place, Mama's Fish House, which is legendary. Exceeded expectations. On the water, you'll see the cove right in front of us. My God, just as spectacular settings you're going to get with the beach that you can walk out onto. You can see surfers not far away. You turn back to Mama's Fish House with mainly seafood delicacies, but if you wanted some meat, you had it. It was amazing. But I think back to my youngest son. I think back to my youngest son who we had concerns about even during the pregnancy, where spina bifida concern, the day after he was born, barely, he wouldn't breastfeed at all, barely would take a bottle for almost 2 weeks, just screaming in pain. Finally, I went to a friend of mine as a pediatrician after the previous pediatrician we had with Griffin and Hunter was great, and they were just utterly incompetent with Quentin. And how he stopped breathing at the hospital that time, and how it led to the first couple years of his life where he was in hospitals all the time. And we didn't get a diagnosis for Quentin until a few years back. And he is a diagnosis that about 800 people on the planet have, and a tethered cord surgery that was supposed to go, as spinal cord surgeries go, as efficiently as possible, but the most arrogant bleep I've ever met in my life, Dr. Naguib, who is a brilliant spinal cord surgeon, but was beyond dismissive of his incompetence with my child. And then after we got into an FU battle at the hospital, screaming at each other, he would repeat the procedure because he screwed it up. And then this guy had the audacity a couple days later, when he found out who was my son's grandfather, to call my son's grandfather and say, if I would have known it was your grandson, I would have repeated the procedure earlier. That's what this guy said.
Wow.
How do you think my father handled
that? Oh, I'm sure he was just thrilled about
that. Oh, yeah. I heard it.
I'm sure he was quiet.
I heard he screamed at him for 20 straight minutes.
Oh.
Can you imagine how arrogant you are to say that to someone? If I would have known who your grandfather was. I mean, by the way, this one, my son is leaking spinal fluid and is autistic and is barely speaking at this time. And he's screaming in pain. And this guy has the temerity to do this. And, you know, my son, who had double leg surgery and couldn't walk, and when he used to walk in hallways, if there was anything in front of him, he'd have to hold the walls and the hundreds and hundreds of seizures he would have. And I also know there are kids who haven't made it to five, haven't made it to two, who have seizures 10, 15, 20 a day. And I know there are tens and tens of millions of people on this planet who have it. No, there are hundreds and hundreds of millions of people on this planet who have more significant health issues than my son. I'm aware. I'm just being honest. I am genuinely empathetic. I am genuinely caring. But when it's your own son or your daughter, you know, you get caught up in that bubble. And my son on this trip was frolicking in the beach. My son, he couldn't put the tube in his mouth to completely snorkel, but he's swimming around in the ocean snorkeling. This kid who used to have seizure after seizure after seizure. My son, who used to be petrified of so many things, went on a helicopter ride and sat in the seat next to the window and, yes, was nervous at the start and then wanted the helicopter ride to last hours and hours and hours. My son went ziplining. And I'm going to try not to cry right here, but to see him face the physical, intellectual, and emotional challenges that he faces and to go on this trip to be not the ring bearer, as he called himself, the ring master.
That's better.
It was way better.
We need to change that title for...
And, of course, I did announce him as the ringmaster. Come on up here. But as I am tearing up here, just to see him and knowing all the things he faced and for him to absolutely flourish. And I'm not even going to tell you what happened on the first flight we took together and just how bad that turned out. And to see him flying and things that... A lot of us just do second nature, and they just weren't possible for Quentin. And from helicopter rides to the ocean to snorkeling to ziplining, and then the fact that my son, oldest, his brother, was married, it just doesn't get much better than that. I mean, Augusta could have called me. I would have taken the call.
They said you had to be here on that Wednesday of the wedding.
No,
where would you have been?
I would have been at the wedding.
Amen corner, baby.
Begging for forgiveness, though. So a little bit on my trip. Our friend Jamie Yukis is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.